Hello, everybody. I really wanted to express thanks to the panel. This was an excellent discussion and really thought-provoking for a lot of us, particularly working as donors in this area. Australia is really pleased to be co-sponsoring this event, and we're also very proud to support the University of New South Wales Forced Migration Network project. As we announced in an earlier session this week, we committed with Canada, the Netherlands and Denmark to the Global Refugee-Led Network's pledge on the meaningful participation of refugees. And in addition to that, Australia is happy to join France and Bulgaria to pledge our support for the meaningful participation of refugees with disabilities in all stages of our humanitarian action. Australia is a global champion of disability inclusion in humanitarian action. We will continue to work with our partners to drive inclusive approaches to our humanitarian and development support and encourage the implementation of the Charter on Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities in Humanitarian Action, as well as the UN Disability Inclusion Strategy. In line with some of the themes that were raised in this panel, we also wanted to note that Australia has a specific focus in our resettlement program on vulnerable women and children, including unaccompanied humanitarian minors. 2019 marks the 30th anniversary of Australia's Women at Risk program, which assists refugee women and their dependents in particularly vulnerable situations to rebuild their lives in safety in Australia. We also reiterate our commitment to ensuring all of our partners engaged in humanitarian assistance address the specific protection needs of the most vulnerable. Thank you again for the panel, and it's been a great pleasure to be involved in the Global Refugee Forum this week.